Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The DH, Royal Stillman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Knapp. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting third. The DH, Manny Sanguilan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sheldon Mallory. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr strikes out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mallory. Horta reaches second base with a double. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Essien and he is safe. North steals second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Knapp covering, for the out. North moves to third. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. North scores. It's White Sox, 1. Athletics, 1. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knapp has Allen trapped. He fires to second, with Bannister covering, who throws back to Spencer who tags Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien takes first base on ball four. Lemon moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Doug Baer now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bannister scores. Horta moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Horta steals third. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney now playing second base. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stillman takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stillman moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baer fields it and throws to first for the out. Stillman moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stillman scores. Soderholm scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Essien moves to second. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Knapp, and towards Orta, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Page reaches second base with a double. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Orta trying to get to third. Mallory throws the ball into Gross, who tags Orta for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stillman hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0-for-1 in the game. Mallory hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Essien moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Garr steals second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. North moves to second. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguillan hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Horta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mallory. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Zisk moves to third. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stillman is walked intentionally. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zisk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-4, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Coleman now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. the Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0-for-2 in the game. Mallory takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Mallory moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas now playing right field. Sheldon Mallory now playing center field. Jeff Newman now catching. Earl Williams now playing first base. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Newman for a passed ball. Horta moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Oscar Gamble now playing right field. Lamar Johnson now playing first base. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Page hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Armas moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister misplays the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Armas scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-5, White Sox. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Alexander now playing left field. Larry Lintz now playing second base. Rich McKinney now playing third base. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Stillman hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mallory hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-3 in the game. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Orta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12. And Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.